So that is why in the process and path of tasawwuf, and we'll be discussing with this with you as well tomorrow, that is why over time, now let's move a bit to practice, over time this notion of beginning in tawbah was formalized into a practice of reciting the kalimat of tawbah. That when a person wants to repent, they should recite, they should say some words of tawbah. Because words of tawbah have been transmitted even in a few ayat of the Quran and also in the hadith. Words of istighfar, words of tawbah. Astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullahi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. They're different words that have been mentioned in our deen. Words that, yes, sunnah to recite them from the tongue, but the real sunnah to feel them with our heart. That's what the tasawwuf does. You can pick up a book of ahadith and sunnah du'as and sunnah askar and learn how to do all this with your tongue. The question is, how do I make tawbah with my heart? Because when the Prophet ﷺ said those things, he wasn't saying them because they were sunnah. He was saying them because they were realities in his heart that were manifesting themselves on his tongue. And we have to work the process backward, that we may manifest it on our tongue, but we need to also worry about embedding the reality in our heart. So in terms of practice, the first amal in the path of tazkiyah and tasawwuf, practical amal, is tawbah. And it's very practical. Just like I told you, leaving everything that connects us to sin, that's a practical amal. Leave the asbab, leave the zarai, leave the friends, leave the means, leave that. It's a practical amal. Now, I'll be honest with you. Many times you will find, for example, a student who is weak. Let any subject you want, let's take economics, any subject. When a student is weak, now it's not a question of what to do. He knows what to do. There's an economics textbook, he has to study it. It's not rocket science, anybody can tell him that. He knows what he has to do. If the student and the parents, if the student is sincere, then he knows, I have to leave my friends, I have to leave my computer, video games, or whatever he does, however he procrastinates, however he wastes his time, he knows what he has to do. It's not about knowledge, it's about amal. So what do the parents do? What does a smart, sincere student, that student who really wants to change himself, what does he or she do? She goes and gets a tutor. She gets a tutor. He says, I need to sit with someone who's going to sit on my head and make me read this book. I need to put myself in touch with someone who will reprimand me when I play the video games. I need a tutor. Having a tutor is going to make me more likely to do tawbah from those games and that wasting time and loitering and oversleeping and all of that. And is more likely to push me towards the right direction. So another method that the tasawwuf uses is sheikh. Sheikh is the tutor of tawbah. Acha, has anybody else been the tutor of tawbah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fastaqim kama umirta. Fastaqim. Hukum hab istiqamat. Jatja. You won't even try this in English. Have istiqamat or darja. Fastaqim. Kama umirta, as you have been commanded. Telling the Prophet ﷺ that, Allahu Akbar. This is the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that waqi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is that being who can do hukam to Rasul. And he does it in the Quran to show his shan and his azmat and his jalal. The most jalali ayat, according to some of the mufassireen, are those ayat when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala singles out the Prophet ﷺ for direct amr and hukam. Fastaqim. It's a singular form, if you know Arabic, singular form of the imperative form. Siga wahid muzakkar hazir. Fastaqim kama umirta. Dajjal, as you have been commanded. Have istiqamat, as you have been commanded. Next line, وَمَنْ تَابَ مَأَكْ. And that person who has done tawbah with you. Also is being addressed by this verse. In other words, O Prophet ﷺ, have istiqamat, as you have been commanded. And so also should have istiqamat, that person who has done tawbah with you. So the Quran is mentioning this feature of doing tawbah with someone. Tawbah to Allah, but with someone. Ilallah ma'a rasul, different particles in Arabic. These are haruf, they're particles, prepositions. Tawbah ilallah ma'a rasul. Wa man taba ma'ak, and that person who has done tawbah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, remember very carefully, lest any one of us have a misunderstanding here and not come to the correct aqidah. Our aqidah is not like the Catholics or the Christians who think that Isa alayhi salam is their salvation, right? And just iman in him in the way they conceive of him as Son of God and Christ and etc., etc., na'udhu billah, right, is salvation and redemption. Our deen doesn't say that. Our deen doesn't say that. Sayyidina Rasulullah s.a.w., no matter how great his maqam, it's not, we don't, our belief in his prophethood is not like the Christian and Catholic belief in the Christ, which is one of salvation and redemption. So what does this tawbah mean, man taba ma'ak? What does it mean? It means that the companions of the Prophet ﷺ were the ones that when they gave their iman, they understood. It wasn't our type of iman. That yes, I believe in Allah and His Messenger, but I also do what nafs and shaitan tell me. They knew that iman meant that I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger, and therefore I'm making tawbah of everything I did in my life, all of my actions, all of my statements, all of my thoughts, all of my feelings, all of my wishes. I'm leaving all of that. I'm moving from all of that towards Allah. And I'm doing that journey with you. Yani ma'ak, with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are the one who's taking me on that journey. And this I will explain to you tomorrow. That in the Quran al-Kareem, and we will be showing you this in the Quran, and inshallah also in Sahih Bukhari, and I will bring the references for that, because that is also a more sensitive topic, the concept of bay'ah. And we will show you tomorrow, because we need to keep something back to keep you coming tomorrow, right? We will show you tomorrow that the Sahaba Kiram took bay'ah. The Arabic word bay'ah I will show you in Quran and in Sahih Bukhari. And they took bay'ah on tawbah. That was the method of doing tawbah ma'ak. How did they do tawbah with the Prophet ﷺ? Through bay'ah. The bay'ah is to Allah with the Prophet. People misunderstand this. You don't give bay'ah to a sheikh. Bay'ah to tawbah. Tawbah is done to Allah but with someone. Who is that someone? That is the tutor of tawbah. That's it. It's the tutor of tawbah who, when you take him along with you in your niyat of tawbah, he is going to tutor you so that you become true to your tawbah. How will he do that? Because he's truer to tawbah than we are. That's it. It's that simple. It's a tutor. Okay, this is some of the practice. I'm taking theory and practice running with you. Theory was the beginning with tawbah. I've shown you some practical ways. First, the teachings. First aspect of practice was that the mashayikh of the tasawwuf have opened up the haqiqat of istighfar and tawbah to us. The process of tawbah for us. The way nafs and shaitan entraps us for us. So when we sit in their sohba, when we listen to the nasiha, we are educated and our tarbiyah is done and how to defeat our nafs and shaitan. At least that knowledge comes to us. Then bringing that knowledge into practice also comes. Due to those teachings, and due to that company, and due to that tutorship. Another major element of the practice of the tasawwuf is zikr. And we're going to be talking about zikr more extensively. So you can watch this feature, and this point will come up in the talk, inshallah ta'ala aziz. That will be on the role of zikr in tawbah. What role does zikr? And by zikr, I'm not talking about farz and wajib, I'm talking about nafil. Nafil ibadat. And in generally speaking, that is also a practical tool used by the path of tasawwuf and tazkiyah to bring about all of those goals I mentioned to you in the theory part. Nafil ibadat. And the importance of nafil ibadat, something I will be highlighting in the talk after Asr. So the first step then is tawbah. What I was telling you about the Prophet ﷺ and not having that Catholic belief, that is also a sunnah. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ The Qur'an is establishing that it was a sunnah amal, that at least some sahaba, we don't know all of them, right? But that sahaba did tawbah to Allah with the Prophet ﷺ. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Qur'an, تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, that you should make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collectively. That's also there in Qur'an. The collective tawbah with the Prophet ﷺ. Now the only question that would arise is, was that exclusive for the Prophet ﷺ? Or is that part of his nubuwwah which is going to be passed in warasat to the ulama? Again, al-ulama'u warasat anbiya. So I've told you the only thing about his nubuwwah that is not passed to the ulama is the receiving wahi and recitation of wahi. Otherwise, everything that was part of his tazkiyah, everything that was part of his ta'lim al-kitab, and everything that was part of his ta'lim al-hikmah, that is what goes in warasat to the ulama. So this process of making people or taking people's tawbah with the Prophet ﷺ to Allah was part of the tazkiyah model. That's going to continue. That's part of the sunnah model of tazkiyah. Another way to understand is that the muhaddithin have written books in which they have gathered those things that the Prophet ﷺ did that were khas to him. These are sometimes called khasiyat or khasais, the particularities of the Prophet ﷺ. Such as, for example, things that many of you would know, that it was permissible for the Prophet ﷺ to marry more than four women, right? That for the Prophet ﷺ, tahajjud was farz, not nafil like it is for you and us. That sleeping did not break the wudu of the Prophet ﷺ. A few things like that. They've gathered that, and they've discussed that. None of them mentioned this tawbah, and none of them mention the bayah that I'm going to just show you tomorrow as being something that is khas or particular or exclusive to the Prophet ﷺ. Because that bayah and this taking tawbah with the Prophet, right, being a person with whom people can take tawbah, is part of the tazkiyah model. And the whole tazkiyah model has passed on in wirasa to the ulama of tazkiyah. And they must continue to do that, because they have to follow the sunnah model of tazkiyah. So if the Prophet ﷺ took bayah, as I will show you tomorrow, they will take bayah. If the Prophet ﷺ and people did tawbah with the Prophet ﷺ, they will also tell people to do tawbah with them. And that is also another way to understand what I mentioned earlier, the sabilul mu'mineen. Remember I said that we are the tabai, etc., etc., tabai, tabin, right? Just like that, we are the people who were not man taba maaf directly with the Prophet ﷺ, but we can be the people who made tawbah with someone, 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 back to the sahaba ikram who made tawbah with the Prophet ﷺ. Just like we want to join ourselves in a continuous and unbroken train of transmission of ittiba, we also join ourselves in a continuous and unbroken chain of transmission of tawbah. But just like that original tawbah with someone is not farz or wajib, is a sunnah, and even I tell you openly, sunnah ghair muakkada amal, just like that today is sunnah ghair muakkada, not farz or wajib. Not farz, not wajib. Don't have to do it. If you want to do it, you do it. If you don't want to do it, you don't do it. That is what sunnah ghair muakkada is. It's optional. Ikhtiyari. No sin if you don't do it. Zero sin. Sunnah muakkada means a sunnah that is so emphasized by the Prophet ﷺ that he only left it for certain known reasons. If you leave it for those known reasons, it is no sin. If you leave it for no reason, it is sin. Sunnah ghair muakkada means it's not emphasized. If you leave it, there's no sin. You may miss out on the benefit. You may miss out on something, right? Just like a nafil salah. I don't pray tahajjud tonight, no sin, but I missed out in a big way, right? I miss out on something very big. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith Qudsi that in the last third of the night, my mercy calls out that is there anyone who is asking so that I may answer them? Anybody seeking forgiveness so I may forgive them? You sleep through that soundly, no sin. But you missed out in a big way, right? So that is why the ulama of this ummah, because they themselves don't want to miss out, they don't want others to miss out, so many times they emphasize these things. They try to do targheeb and try to invite people to these things. But it doesn't change the shar'i haqiqat of it, that is still optional. No sin if a person doesn't do that. And just like the Quran has mentioned this as one way of tawbah, ma'ak, another way of tawbah, jamia, collectively, there's also individual tawbah. It's not the only way to do tawbah. Tawbah actually can just be done in a person's heart. The only question is that I want to be true to my tawbah. I know that I may come to a bayan or listen to a dua or cry in my dua, but I'm going to sin again the next day. That's my problem. That's my problem. I get moved. I get motivated. But the next day I go back to my old self. So alhamdulillah, I brought myself to this level that I can do tawbah. Now I want to take myself to the next level that I want to remain qa'im, daim on my tawbah. I want to be permanently, firmly established in my tawbah. I want to be true to my tawbah. For that, we'd say maybe you need a tutor. Maybe you need a tutor.